want to go into the Word of God. So if you have your Bible, don't worry, we're not going to preach too long. Got to get some time up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For those of you that were here the last time when I preached the Word of God, and we said, heaven we are going to. Amen? Heaven we are going to. It means that you are going to heaven. So today we want to preach the continuation of that message, the part two, heaven belongs to you. Heaven also belongs to me. I shouldn't leave myself out, okay? Heaven belongs to us. Amen. We're in the book of Revelation 7, verses 9, from the King James. And I will read from up here so we can see what's going on. If you want to stand, you can stand to stretch out your legs. If you can, to honor the words of God. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number of all nations. There's no calculator or a math, a professor can calculate, nation, the people of all nations that were being there. Nations and kindred, and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God who sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around and above the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worship God. Everybody say worship. Everybody say worship. Worship God. Say amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Ever. Amen. And one of the elders, maybe it was Jacob, Elijah, or somebody that you know that left. All right. Answer, saying unto me, I'm glad you're saying that to me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed the robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serving day and night in his temple. You're good to come to church day and night. In his temple, and he that sitteth upon the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Hallelujah. Lift up your hand. Hallelujah. I want for you to imagine yourself in heaven right now from what you read from all nations. For all tongue, for all kindred. You are in that number right now. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Speak to us. Thank you for the blood that has washed us pure and make us white. That there is no stain on our garments, oh God. Have mercy, search us and speak to us. Oh God, and revive us again. Take your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Heaven belongs to you. Hallelujah. When we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We will sing and shout the victory. Oh, I feel the power of God in this place. This song was written in 1898 by Elise Hout. I believe she saw a vision of heaven and she began to write, hallelujah, when we all get to heaven. So how will heaven look like? Heaven for the Christian. We'll talk about Christian. It means Christ-like. People of the way. People that you see and you see Christ in them. I know sometimes we are judged by people, criticized, hit, abuse, but it doesn't matter what they think or say about you. You have a relationship with God, and that's what matters. Hallelujah. Heaven for Christians will be a place of glorious life that will never end. A place of glorious life that will never end. I feel good. Hey, glory. Woo. And now I understand why he stayed preparing our place. They're going to be glorious. Amen. Joy inexpressible. I don't know about you, but I've seen people, they are so happy to get too much joy, they begin to cry. Listen, I got joy. You got joy, you crying. You should be laughing. Amen. Endless peace. Heaven will be a place with endless peace. Everlasting peace. It's not fragile peace. Because the world we live in today, the peace we got around us is very, very fragile. Anytime, anything can happen. In fact, if you depend on the United Nations to give you peace, you are depending on a broken stick. Because they have left the Prince of Peace out of the meetings. And they are seeking peace. But there is coming a day when we will have endless peace. Heaven will be a place of pure love. Pure love. On earth today, we got love with condition. It's no more unconditional love. Is love with condition. That is not love. Amen. But the love we are talking about, endless love, pure love, is unconditional love. There's nothing else attached to it. We will experience pure, real love. Oh my God. Heaven, the beauty of heaven cannot be described. That's what heaven is. There is no words, there is no knowledge or rhetoric can really describe heaven. Give you the clear description of heaven. And beyond that, amen, we cannot see it. We try to explain to you, but really, we cannot boldly explain to you. Hallelujah. And that's what heaven is. The greatest of all will be the presence of God, with whom we all will enjoy fellowship. Hallelujah. Do you know how joyful it is when you play with your kids? He's throwing that in the air and hocking that you're playing hide and seek. That's man. Why? When you get to heaven, the Bible says that
we have fellowship with one another. And then we have fellowship with God. When we get to heaven, there will be no black, there will be no white, there will be no green. Oh my God. You can see it in the church already. In the church, we do not segregate ourselves. Amen. There is no Jews. There is no Gentile. We are all one in the presence of the Lord. We are the children of God. Hallelujah. So if we can practice on the face of the earth, how much more when you get to heaven, we all go to have a divine fellowship. Oh, somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. And that fellowship will be forever. In Revelation 1, 21, verse 1, says, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from out of God, down from God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband." Wow, wow, wow. Oh, my God. I want for that to sink into your heart and think the day you are getting married, what happened? Amen. John said, "I saw Jerusalem coming down." Hallelujah. So the word of God begin to encourage us today with all the trouble around us. It's in John 14:1. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Yea, believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If not so, I who have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that ye may be also." This is a promise that about to be fulfilled. He said, "Lord, I'm coming for you. That where I am, there you will be also." Am I talking to some Holy Ghost filled in this house? Do you know where you are going when he comes? You're going to be where he is. Hallelujah. You're going to see your maker. You're going to touch your maker. You're going to walk with him. You're going to talk with him. You're going to embrace him. I'm talking to somebody. You're going to be where God is. Oh my God. Somebody said when they received the Holy Ghost, they were praying for someone to just hit them with a big baseball stick so they can die and go to heaven. No. You got to walk the walk. You got to talk the talk. You got to do right. Amen. But I love that you say that where I am, that ye may be also. He's going to be there. The God of the universe. The God that created the heaven and the earth. That separated the light from the darkness. That made the sea, that made you and I. We're going to see him. Hallelujah. Oh yes, I would love to see Abraham. I want to see Moses. Hallelujah. I want to see Jacob. I want to see those great men of God. I saw Elijah that called down fire. But above all, I want to see Jesus. I want to see the nail prints in his head. I want to see the spare man on his side. I want to see him and embrace it and say, "Thank you for the blood." Ooh, I want to see Jesus. Brother Joseph, when I get there, my mom will be there. My daddy will be there. People that I know will be there. But I'm not going to have time to greet them much. I want to run to Jesus and embrace him and say, "Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the blood." Oh my God. Because greater love have no man than this. But for the man to lay down his life for his friend. Hallelujah. Heaven belongs to me. Now listen to this. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Hallelujah. Listen. For the Lord himself. The Lord himself. No angel. No messenger. The Lord himself. Shall descend. From heaven with a loud shout.
God himself will come down with a loud shout. The first time he shouted, when Lazarus was in the grave, he said, Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus came out. This time around, the Bible says that he will descend from heaven with a loud shout. Hallelujah. With the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ, not in the nightclub, not in the bar, not in the world, running after things that you never lost and things that you are not found, not those that are in pleasure, love the world and love everything, but those that are in Christ. Hallelujah. Church, we are not part of this world. Born again Christian, we live in the world, but we're not part of the world. We are stranger here. We got a place we are going. Hallelujah. The dead in Christ shall rise fresh. And then we shall all, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we all, we ever be with the Lord. Listen to me and listen to me well, church. It doesn't matter where your grave will be or my grave will be. Some of us might be alive when the trumpet sound. But some of us before the trumpet sound will be dead and gone. There are some folks, their grave is in the water. They got drowned and up to now they can't find it. Can't find it in the Titanic. Some people they never found them, their bodies. Some people, their grave is in the air. When a plane blasted into pieces and they couldn't find anything, their grave is in the air. Some people, their grave is in the fire. Some got burned in the house. Some were cremated. And some people, for the lucky one, their grave is still whole in his graveyard. They got a graveyard. But it doesn't matter where you going to lay. When the trumpet shall sound, those that are in the air will appear. Those that got killed by fire will appear. Those that got drowned, they will come out of the water. Hallelujah. And God will take us home. We shall be ever with him. Hallelujah. This is why I encourage myself with. When things are going rough and things are tough and the news is too bad to listen to, I encourage myself. I say, one day, the trumpet gonna sign. One day the Lord gonna call his saints together. Oh, may you be alive or dead. God gonna call you to go home. Hallelujah, somebody. The trumpet will sign and the dead in Christ shall rise fresh. Now listen to the 1 Corinthians 15:50. Let me tell you something here. You may not like this. 15:50. It said, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither do corruption inherit incorruption. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Flesh and blood will not go there. The Bible says, be ye not ignorant of Satan's devices. Satan got a lot of devices to get us to not have an intimate relationship with God. And that device is there to feed the flesh. We own our cell phone, watching TV, not reading our Bible, not praying. Wash up. We feel in the flesh. We want to make up. We want to dress the way we want to dress. We are feeding the flesh. Hallelujah. And doing those things that we are not to do. We are feeding the flesh. So Galatians give us a reason why no flesh will enter into heaven. Galatians 5:19 said, now the works of the flesh are manifest. You can see it.
Look, church, let me tell you something today. When you go in a gathering, those that got Jesus Christ in them, those that walk in the light, you will know them. Those that come to church but are still in the world, you will also know them. Because the Bible says, you shall know them by their fruits. Hallelujah. You cannot hide it. To my job site, everybody know I'm a pastor. I'm a pastor. Everybody. Oh, that guy is a pastor. And somebody sent me a request, friend request. And they went through my stuff, and they saw a lot of bow voices, a lot of encouraging word. Man, you are a pastor. You know why you're going to officiate my wedding, okay? Yeah, I would do that. Yeah. Maybe I'm going to put a bowl here, you know, like one priest. But the work of the flesh are manifest. You can see it. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy. Hallelujah. Infamy, murder, drunkenness, revealing, and such like, of which I tell you of the before, as I have also told you, that in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You can read the rest. It's your assignment. Hallelujah. So the flesh, we go there. Oh, it's good to be born again of the water and of the spirit. It's good to speak in tongues. Spirit of God gave you utterance. It's good to live holy. It's good to walk right and talk right. It's good to do it the old fashioned way. Hallelujah. I want to hear the old fashioned way of sinking. I want to hear the old fashioned gospel. I want to hear it say, repent of your sin. Walk right, talk right, live holy. Hallelujah. I want for you to tell me that God is holy. With all holiness, we cannot see God. But we need to remind ourselves daily that God is holy. Hallelujah. Most of our preaching these days, most of the church in these days, they talk about miracle. They talk about the goodness of God. I know God can provide. I know God can make a way out of no way. But tell me that God is holy. I need to be holy because I want to see God. I know that He, it's a miracle working God, but also is the God of holiness. Hallelujah. Give me the old time religion. Hey, hallelujah. Give me the old time religion when our mothers used to dress right to go to church. Hallelujah. But this day you see our sister, they go to church with a short skirt on, with pins. You see men go to church with all the shirt open. I want to take me back to that day when people used to reference God. But now people respect the pastor, love this pastor. That's a good thing. But they don't have no relationship with God. Am I taking my time? Hallelujah. Heaven belongs to you. Allow some things to go. Hallelujah. Let me say this. We're going to be closing soon. In my days, when I was going to school, we used to look on the blackboard and write. And the teacher said, you too slow. You raised the note. They got to look on your front paper to write, right? Now, let me tell you something. In these days, where we find ourselves in, you don't have to write a lot. You just go to a computer. Not done. This is the time we born our kids in. Our time was tough. This time be easier. From our generation to the next generation, after we are gone and our kids remain, after them will come another generation. If so, it's going to be different. Brother Johnson, you remember he used to talk on the phone, right? With a long rope. And you got a two-hour phone. The wire. With a wire. The cord. And you can name it. Right? And somebody on the other side is going to listen to your conversation. But now the whole telephone, the computer right in your pocket. Somebody sent me a little stuff from Facebook. The man could not find Uber. All right? He wanted to get somewhere. So he called a car company. And the self-driving car came to him.
And the car asked him, where you going? Put in your address. And he did it. And the car began to drive. Self-driving car. Now they got self-flying plane. Yeah, they got a plane that pick up by itself. They got a truck. All the truck driver is going to stay home these days that are coming, okay? You got a truck that move by themselves. Amen. As I speak to you, right now in China, they're going to get married to human being. They got robot. This woman says, look, my husband getting me a problem. I'm going to get a robot. Hey, give me the hand someone. Take one, pay for it, carry home. The man will say, oh, man, my wife is still nang. Hey, divorce you. Hey, come on, I'll get my robot. That's the world that we're finding ourselves in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want to let you know, church, we got a place that belongs to you. It stay under construction. Hallelujah. 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 Give the Lord a hand of praise. Some of you want to sleep. Hallelujah. So those that are in the flesh, the matter of fact, you cannot please God. You cannot please God. There's nothing good in the flesh. The matter of fact, the flesh is not going to heaven. It is not going to hell. The flesh is not going to heaven, nor is it going to hell. The flesh came from the dead, and to the dead it shall return. Hallelujah. We are nothing but dirt and ashes with the breath of God inside of us. So when anybody asks you next time, do you know who I am? They want to put that fear in you. You tell them, yeah, I know who you are. You just a dad working on two sticks. Start working on two sticks. Like a man who the police pull over and he asked the police. I think he was a son of one of the senator, maybe vice president or who. And the police pull him over and say, where is your lesson? And he asked the police, do you know who I am? The police said, your mother never told you? Another one say, do you know who my father is? You ask the policeman, do you know who my father is? Your mother never told you. Hallelujah. That's why flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God, because in our body is nothing but foolishness. That's why a true born again child of God, we repent daily. We repent daily. We do not justify. We do not judge other people. We look at ourselves in the mirror every morning and say, Lord, have mercy upon me. I may have said something. I don't know what I was saying. Oh, my eyes, who I behold something that had no business. Oh, my mind went the wrong way. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy, because I got a place that belongs to me. Hallelujah. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 15:51. The Bible reads, it said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. That sleep means dead. But we shall all be changed. Hallelujah. Look, this body, sickness, continue to hit me. Headache, continue to hit me. Hunger, continue to hit me. Hallelujah. Cancer, continue to hit me. Hallelujah. But it coming a day that we all will be changed. Hallelujah. And in the movement, in the trinking of an eye, and a loud trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. Hallelujah. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal shall put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, they shall be brought to pass. Could be brought to pass. Think of that. They're going to be brought to pass. Whatsoever power or sickness on have on your body today, whatsoever part of your body is hurting you today, it's going to come to pass. Whatever disease that is killing you, it's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass. They say that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is the sting? Oh, grave, where is the victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brethren, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Don't be moved. Hold on, church. Hallelujah. We are about to go home. Hold on, church. Hallelujah. Heaven about to come down. Hold on, church. Hallelujah. The trumpet about to sound. Hallelujah. It's not no time to give up. It's time to keep holding on. Steadfast in your faith. And lastly, we're going to close on this. We're going to go back to where we started from Revelation 7. Now listen to this. It says, after this, behold, after this, amen. Amen. After the 12 tribes of Israel have been sealed, chosen ones, the 144,000. He said, after this, I beheld. It means that when the tribe had been sealed, and see, our Bible tell we're watching those tribes that were sealed, the sons of Jacob. The Bible said when he turned around, and Lord, a great multitude from all nations and kindred and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, the palm in the hands. Oh, I want for the vision days. Right now, we're about to close. We're palm in the hands. Continue to go on, brother. And cry with a loud voice, say salvation to our God. We sit upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around above the throne. Oh, I want for you to imagine the vision of vision it. Hallelujah. And the elders and the four beasts. And fell before the throne on their faces and worship God. Say amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered and say unto me, what are these which I have read? It were rose. And whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. I believe you're talking to one of the cloud of witnesses. The washing. He said, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation. And have washed the robes. And made them white in the blood of the Lamb. It's time to inspect your garment. It's time to dip it into the blood of Jesus one more time. And keep washing it. Hallelujah. Because there's no spot will allow us into the presence of God. So therefore, they before the throne of God and serving day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth upon the throne shall dwell among him. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the tomb shall feed them. Yeah, we'll be eating. Yeah, he's going to feed us. Shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from the eyes. Stand with me right now. Stand with me right now. I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. I want to be there when the road is called up yonder. I want to walk on the street that paved with gold. I want to see angels with my own eyes. I want to see the elders. I want to see great people of God. But above all, I want to see Jesus. The Sorrento says, and I'm going to close on this while you are standing. Don't you want to go to that land? Don't you want to go to that land? We see Jesus in that land. And one day when we see Jesus, we will recognize him and we shall be like him. But John said, we're going to be like Jesus. We're going to put on a glorified body. Hallelujah. We see Jesus. Hallelujah. Go be like him. Lift for your hands right now. Hallelujah. And we will shout hallelujah. We will shout the victory. You may be struggling with your Christian life, your walk with God this time. But if we own it, own it. Ask God to revive us. He's going to revive us again. He's going to renew our strength. He's going to put in us the Holy Ghost again. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost again. He's going to revive you. But why shall it profit a man when he gain the whole world and lose his soul? Why should a man give him a change of his soul? Why now you can't walk into the altar and rededicate your life to the Lord? Let God shine a light from heaven onto your soul. Find anything, Lord, take it up. This hour, somebody come to the altar. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shine a light from heaven on my soul this hour. Oh, come and pray. Let us spend some time in the presence of the Lord. Heaven is real, and the trumpet about to sound, the voice of God about to be heard. He's gonna call, he's gonna shout. Will you be in that number when the saints go marching in? Is your name written in the book of life? Don't forget to upgrade your life with the Lord. Don't forget to upgrade your relationship with the Lord. Every head bowed, every eye closed, begin to pray right now. Talk to the Lord. Rededicate your life to the Lord. This temple be a place. One more time and just tell the Lord, thank you for our life. Oh, all the way to Calvary he went and he died to set us free. He was buried and he rose again. He gone back to heaven to prepare the place for us. He is coming again, Lord. Shine the light from heaven on my soul. If you find anything that shouldn't be, remove it, oh God. Give her the gift of repentance. Teach her to repent, oh God. And teach her to live a holy life. We thank you, we bless you. Heaven belongs to me, oh God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So God bless you for the time. Thank God for Pastor Wickens for giving us the time. Remember, as you walk in the street, as you walk, as you drive, keep checking up. Keep looking up. I don't know how, when last did you really stood in your yard and just look up in the night, in the day. I'm not saying the sun, when the sun is shining, it'll blind your eyes. Just look up and just imagine Jesus is coming. Just look up. Something will touch you. There'll be a touch. There'll be a touch of sanctification. Hallelujah. Someday just lie down in the night outside on your porch or on your car. Just lay by and just look up and see the beautiful stars. And Lord, and know that beyond the rising, the age of place for you. About to come down. The Lord is coming again to take you home. The Lord is coming to take me home, to take her home. It's sure. It's going to be soon. Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Soon and very soon. Let's worship and dismiss. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name. Dismissed in Jesus' name. We believe that Bible study will be this Wednesday. Pastor will be back, right? God bless you. Thank you for coming. Jesus loves you. Bye.